Okay, leaders, the most frequent reason for failure by far is fear and anxiety. But misunderstanding fear and anxiety, to be specific, is the reason. And this is the biggest culprit to underperformance in agents who just don't live up to their capacity at any level. But if you understand how this works in the brain, you may be able to tip the scales in your and their favor by knowing how to think about it and talk about anxiety. Most leaders usually make the mistake of blaming failure on laziness, procrastination, poor time management, but those are really just symptoms to the rarely confessed to problem of anxiety and fear. So the two mistakes most people make in addressing fear and anxiety is to either fight it or deny it. So those people who deny fear, we avoid any task that might trigger the fear, which means that we find better things to do with our time rather than address the activities that would force us to confront the fear, like walking. So we end up walking the dog or watching television, surfing Facebook, whatever that would distract us from actually facing that fear. When people fight the fear, we tend to flog ourselves for experiencing the fear and anxiety. We interpret it as a sign of weakness. This is a sign we're not cut out to be successful. That if I fear this much, I must not be cut out for this. So what do you do with fear then as a leader? Well, it's important to reframe it as a sign that people are on the right path. So encourage people to embrace the fear that this means that they're on the right path, that you set everybody's expectations to look forward to it, to observe it rather than deny it or fight it. This is exactly what the best performers in the world do. I don't know if you remember Bill Russell, but he was a Hall of Fame basketball player who won 11 championships with the Boston Celtics. He was a 12-time NBA All-Star, MVP five times, and he was reported to vomit from anxiety before 1,128 games. And teammate John Havlicek said, it's a welcome sign when he does this because it means he's keyed up for the game. And around the locker room, we grin and say, man, we're going to be all right tonight. Because for him, actually being anxious improved his performance, and he knew it because he was zoned in. Okay. So he was in flow. So begin to think about you as a leader and how you can talk about fear more regularly so that people begin to normalize it, embrace it. Tell your new agents to know it's coming, to seek out tasks, in fact, that may lead to more anxiety, to see it as a signpost that they are indeed doing something that will bring success, and to recognize that boredom and stagnation as signs that they're headed in the wrong direction. This helps them recognize the path and stay on it longer and help them use that as a barometer for the right direction.